Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. An Indonesian woman accused of killing the half-brother of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been freed by a court in Malaysia after prosecutors dropped charges against her. The Malaysian Attorney General said this was at Indonesia's request. Siti Aisyah was one of two women accused of murdering Kim Jong-nam by smearing nerve agent on his face at Kuala Lumpur International Airport 2 years ago. Her lawyer, Gui Sun Seng, said the court had made the right decision.
We still truly believe that she is merely a scapegoat and she is innocent. As we have already submitted much earlier in the day, was the fact that there was no direct evidence that she applied anything on Kim Jong-nam.
South Korea has asked the United States to lift sanctions on camera equipment for North Korea that it says could be used to conduct video reunions for families separated by the Korean War. The United Nations has already waived its sanctions on the equipment. Video conferencing has been used in the past to connect elderly relatives separated by the conflict on the Korean Peninsula, which began in the early 1950s. The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has been greeted by his Iraqi counterpart, Barham Saleh, at the presidential palace in Baghdad. It marks the start of Mr. Rouhani's first visit to Iran's neighbour since he took office 5 years ago. Iraq is under pressure by the United States to limit its ties with the Iranian government. Before he left Tehran, Mr. Rouhani criticised American intervention in the Middle East. Turkey has gone into recession for the first time in 10 years. New figures show the economy contracted by 2.4% in the last quarter of 2018, following a fall in the previous quarter. While the economy grew overall last year, the rate was sharply down on the year before. The office of the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, says talks with the European Union are deadlocked, a day before the British Parliament is due to vote again on her deal for leaving the EU. A week of negotiations between officials ended with no breakthrough. Mrs. May's deal is still substantially the same as the one that was overwhelmingly rejected by MPs in January. The BBC's Ian Watson says that's caused concern in the Prime Minister's Conservative Party.
Some of her own members of Parliament are saying perhaps she shouldn't have the vote at all if she's going to get the same result as last time that she tried this. However, if it does go ahead tomorrow and she is defeated, then members of Parliament will have two further votes, one on whether to leave the European Union without a deal at all, and then one on whether to extend Article 50, the process of leaving the European Union, in other words, asking for a delay in the UK's departure.
BBC News.